Brothers and sisters, 弟兄姐妹，平安。
Peace be with you, brother and sister.
有哪一位弟兄姐妹，你觉得上个礼拜神给你有很好的感恩节的聚餐的，你有一个家庭里面很好的一个时间的，请你举举手，可以吧
？Raise your hand if you have a nice Thanksgiving.
Oh, everybody!
It looks like everybody here.
All right, 感谢主，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们好高兴今天能够看见许多旧的朋友跟我们一起来崇拜主。
So、we're glad to see many old friends here.
新的朋友你要回来，我们感谢主。
And also some new friends.
我今天看见一个高高大大的美国人跑进来。原来这个是 Jerry Chen.
I thought I saw a tall Caucasian, but it was Jerry.
Okay. 我们很高兴，我们的老朋友，Mr. and Mrs. Du 先生的太，回来跟我们聚会。
So welcome our old friends, Mr. and Mrs. Du, came back to join us.
请坐，谢谢，感谢主。And also, our college student, right? Eddie and the others. And
so Eddie 回来跟我们一起聚会，欢迎他。
Okay, 还有许多新朋友啊，待会让主席来。好。I don't see him. Where is he? Oh yes.
So pastor didn't see his son.
Eyes blind. This is Caleb and Jenny.
Yeah, Caleb and Jenny. Welcome.
Welcome. Good. 好，今天跟大家分享的题目是感谢上帝对万民的怜悯。
The message today, we thank God for His compassion for all people.
我前一阵子大家知道有机会去欧洲旅游。
So you know I had opportunity to tour Europe.
And 我的太太跟我就坐这个游船经过这个莱恩河，一直呢就去那个多瑪河那边来。中欧来看看。
Sharon and I took the river cruise through River Rhine and Danube.
沿途看见那个莱恩河两旁都非常非常漂亮。
Along the bank of Rhine, it was beautiful.
我们觉得很舒服。
So we feel very comfortable.
因为那些德国人大概他们做得很漂亮，同时每过一阵子一两分钟就看见一个教堂，在两岸看见教堂。
So there are many churches along the banks of the River Rhine.
你知道我是牧师，看见教堂就高兴了。
So as a pastor, I feel so excited about church.
为什么德国这么多教堂的
？Why there are so many churches in Germany?
都是漂亮漂亮亮的。
And very magnificent.
但是后来人家告诉我，很少人去教堂的。
But then people told me very few people go to church nowadays in Germany.
有美丽的教堂，但是人去的不多。
There's a beautiful church building, but very few people visit there for service.
我刚刚第一站先去，在德国以前就是去这个荷兰 Netherlands.
So first stop was Netherlands.
那我们找到一个老教堂了，我告诉你，我进去。
So we found an old church and we enter.
后来我看见一些消息，一些报道说呢，可能在20年以后荷兰很小教堂了，很小了。
So there's a survey that 20 years from now, probably there will be very few churches still exist in Netherlands.
我去的那个是最大、最漂亮、最古老的一个教堂，那只有60多人。
So I visited one of the biggest and the oldest church, but there was only 60 people gathering.For worship.
我们去了看了有些大大的天主教堂了什么看见都是很大的很漂亮，但是 是不是他们每个礼拜天都去？我相信不是。
There are many big Catholic churches, but very few people go there for service.
为什么
？Why so？
我就在想。
I was wondering.
可能有两个原因。
Two reasons.
第一个原因，他们只注重在欧洲那方面，只注重的是传统。
They only pay attention to tradition.
我去了，跟他们一起聚会，就看见他们非常注重传统，从前怎么样来唱歌，现在也是一样。
So when I worship with them, the ritual is the major part of the service.
他们唱歌都是呼应的，就是上面唱一唱，下面也应一应这样子。
So they sang in syncopation.
那里面唱到底是什么东西？有些人我大概他们也不懂。
But probably very few people knows about the contents.
很少有些解释。
There's very little explanation.
他们的音乐都是很古老的。
And the music is so old.
那我就想，那年轻人怎么会去教堂？你看。
So why young people bother to come to church?
怪不得都是老人家去啊。
Why there's only old people go to service?
年轻人现在的音乐完全跟他们唱的不同啊。
I don't think young people will appreciate that kind of church music. So it's a generation gap.
那你年轻人去教堂，你的音乐他们觉得，哎呀，又古老又都不懂，我来教堂干什么？
So young men think, why did I bother to come with this kind of old music?
And
there's many other traditional rituals.
有些当然是很好,
some are good.
但是有些太古老了,
but some are apparently outdated.
你没有办法在教会还有年轻人去, 就是因为东西都是古古老老的。
So how can we appeal to the younger generation?
那第二个原因,
the second reason,
他们那些漂亮的教堂都是花好多钱来建的，对不对？
So it costs a lot to build churches.
那钱从哪么来呢？
So where's the money from?
是奉献啊。
Of course, through offering.
好像你去德国什么地方呢？你要结婚啊什么，你用教堂就要给钱啊。
So you need to pay to have a wedding, for example, wedding ceremony there.
那奉献就变成好像收税啊，教堂要收税。
It becoming just like a tax.
那哇，当然了，他们烧好多奉献的，为什么要建一个漂亮的教堂？
Of course, it depends on a lot of offering to build a magnificent church.
所以我们去了，看到好多很漂亮的、伟大的教堂，啊哇，你看了，真是全世界最贵重的东西就在上面旁边。非常非常好的那些建筑。
There are many wonderful architectural buildings.
但是礼拜天有没有人去啊？
But very few people showed up for Sunday service.
没有。
Very few.
只是那些 tourists,
旅游的 tourists
就去看看。
Showed up and visit.
他们告诉我，哇，这个漂亮了，是这个教堂是最好的，就是因为那个主教啊。他很能够鼓动啊，因为他也管理这个国家了，而且那个时候啊，政治宗教合一嘛，在中世纪，对不对？啊，他们说哇，他们用最多的钱就来建最漂亮的教堂。
In the Middle Age, of course, bishop has all the money to build magnificent churches.
那些主教的主要原因就是说，我的教堂是最漂亮的。
So all the churches compete to build.The best churches around.
哦，比其他国家的更漂亮。
Better than everyone else.
他们注重名誉，注重漂亮，比传福音更多。
Fame, beauty are more important than spreading the gospel.
他们不是注重要请人信耶稣。
They're not into getting people to know Jesus.
最主要的是多收益是奉献。
Offering is the utmost thing.
奉献多啊，好，就更大、更漂亮的教堂了。
The more, the merrier.
那怪不得教会这样衰落了。
No wonder the church deteriorating.
那今天我们在主面前要自己考虑一下我们的关系。
So we need to come to the Lord and thinking about our relationship with God.
我们来到神的面前，是不是要奉献一点钱？就让神给我多些福气，是不是？
In the presence of God, we offer in order to get more blessings.
我们是不是要把这个教会都充满了人了啊？那我们就很高兴了。
So we're just happy to fill the sanctuary with people.
还是真的愿意有爱心，彼此侍奉。带领不信的人归耶稣呢？
Already love, serve, and bring people to church.
有些人说，哎呀，那些人跟我不同啊。
You may say, oh, there are so many people, they're different from us.
我的邻居跟我不同啊。
I can't relate with my neighbors.
有些人的皮肤跟我不同啊。
Some with different skin colors.
他的文化跟我不同啊。
Different culture.
我怎么能去传福音呢？
How can I spread gospel to them?
哎呀，你错误了。
So this is totally wrong.
你住在这里，神就要你在这里传福音来。
God put you here to spread the gospel.
耶稣说，我的殿是万国祷告的殿。
My temple is for all nations to pray.
各位，你看看这一段圣经。
So we can see the verses.
那个就是在马可福音十一章十五到十七节。
It's the book of Mark, chapter 11, verses 15 to 17.
可能中文都看得不清楚，所以麻烦你呢，看一看，打开哈，马可福音。
Maybe open your Bible because the PowerPoint is a little bit difficult to read.
我念给你听好了。他们来到耶路撒冷，耶稣进入店，赶出店里做买卖的人，推倒。兑换银钱的人的桌子，我卖格子上的凳子，也不使许人拿着器具从店里经过，便教训他们说：经上不是记着说，我的店必称为万国祷告的店，你们倒使它成为宰货了。
Reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple courts and began driving out of those who were buying and selling there.He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. 16:16, and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. And as he taught them, he said, It is not written, My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it a den of robbers.
为什么成为宰货呢?
What do you mean, a den of robbers?
因为他们在教会里面啊，做很多好多买卖。
Because they're conducting business inside the church.
那个时代，那些人要拿羊牛来奉献，是不是啊
？Because you need to sacrifice, offer offering.
那就方便了，就在教堂里卖牛卖羊好了。
So for the convenience sake, they sell animals for sacrifice.
耶稣说：“你这样子不对啊。”
Jesus said, "It's not right."
你其实就把神的荣耀都拿去了。
You're taking away God's glory.
因为你只注意是钱。
You just pay attention to money.
因为那些犹太人来崇拜的时候，从别的国家来到圣殿。
Many Jewish people came to worship from different parts of the world.
别的国家的银钱不同，对不对？所以来就要兑换银钱，就是这个意思。
They don't have different currency. They need to change.
他们不在外面做。
They don't do it outside the church. And then they conduct the currency exchange.
耶稣很气啊。
So that upset Jesus.
你来教堂是拿好东西啊，要赚钱啊，想做，要怎么样拿便宜，还是真真正正的来向神敬拜他呢？
Are you doing business in church or worship God?
同时，耶稣特别告诉他们。我的殿是为万国祷告的殿。
Because Jesus said, "My temple is a house of prayer for all nations."
那在他们圣殿外面，耶稣的时代啊，有一些很清楚的字在门外告诉他们说，凡是外邦人进来的被杀掉，都不能进来。
Actually, in Jesus' day, there's a sign, "Gentile not allowed." In the holy temple.
你看耶稣气不气啊?
So you can see how upset Jesus was.
那是法利赛人，只让犹太人进去崇拜。
The Pharisee only allowed Jewish people to worship.
不让其他人进去崇拜。
And not allowed other Gentiles to come.
他们觉得我们是圣洁的。
Because they thought they were holy, they were chosen.
其他人不够圣洁。
All the other people are not holy enough.
不能进去教堂。
And could not enter the temple.
啊，耶稣非常的愤怒啊。
So Jesus was angry.
把他们都赶出去了。
Drove them out.
因为神的殿是为所有人可以祷告的殿啊。
Because the temple is the house of prayer for all nations.
你看以赛亚伟大的先知都这样说。
The great prophet Isaiah says so too.
他说我要领他们到圣山啊，让他们呢啊献祭，在我的殿中必蒙悦纳，我的殿必称为万民祷告的殿。
Isaiah chapter 56 verses 7, these I will bring to my holy mountain and give them joy in my house of prayer.
神的旨意是教会成为万民的，不是一种人族民族的。
God means church to be for all nations.
神要我们来殿中是有祷告有喜乐的。
So we come to pray and enjoy joy.
那你说我们怎么样可以大家都成为圣洁，成为神所喜爱的？
So how can be holy and pleasing to God?
犹太人觉得我们是最圣洁的。
Do you think they are the holiest?
我们不让不跟人家有交通的。
So they don't want to mingle with other races.
那这个怎么样可以改变呢？
How can they change?
哦，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
耶稣使用彼得来改变犹太人的思想。
So Jesus used Peter to change the thinking of Jewish people.
因为有一天彼得在他的房子上祷告的时候，他看见一个异象。
Because Jesus one time praying on the roof and saw the vision.
他看见异象，就是在天上有一个东西大步降下来，里面有许多的野兽飞鸟。
So he saw heaven open and something with a large sheet being let down, burst by his four corners.
然后有声音告诉彼得说：“拿来宰了吃。”
A voice told him, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat."
那彼得说：“主啊，我一生都没有吃过这些东西啊。”
Peter replied, "I have never eaten any impure or unclean."
我从来不吃猪的。
I never eat pig.
我从来不吃那些 squid.
Nothing impure or unclean or squid.
我不吃那些虫的，不吃的。
I don't eat worm.
我是犹太人呐，你不晓得吗
？I'm a Jewish.
啊，从旧约告诉我们这个不洁净东西啊。
According to Old Testament, there's impure, unclean thing we should not eat.
那个声音怎么说呢
？And the voice said,
神所洁净的，你不可当作是不清洁。
Do not call anything impure that God has made clean.
属物就是不清洁的。
So all things are clean.
但是神洁净了都清洁了。
So do not call anything impure that God has made clean.
因为神的目的要清洁所有的民族都可以敬拜他。
God will cleanse all nations to worship him.
神就借着这个意象教导彼得，你要去外邦人那里传福音。
So God used this vision to send Peter to spread the gospel to Gentile.
彼得说：“我从来都不去打进一个别的民族的人的家里，但是现在我要去了。”
Peter never stepped into any Gentile's house, but now he will go.
就是因为所有人在神面前都可以被洁净的。
Because everyone can be cleansed by God.
怎么样被洁净呢
？So how can we be cleansed?
启示录告诉我们了。
According to Revelation,
他们唱新歌，配着书卷，配开七音，因为你曾被杀，这是耶稣啊，耶稣被杀，用自己耶稣的血，从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归神。
They sent a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open the seals, because you were slain, and with your blood." You purchase for God's persons from every tribe and language and people and nation.
这个洁净的经过不简单。
So it's a difficult process to be cleansed.
就是耶稣要被卖，耶稣要被钉十字架，要流出的宝血才洁净我们所有的人。
Jesus has to be betrayed and nailed to the cross, shed his blood.
请各位注意，各族、各方、各民、各国，圣经用的四个形容词。
Remember, every tribe, language, and people and nation.
那就是说没有人神不可以说不洁净的。
So everybody included will be cleansed by God.
在神的眼光，你靠着他的宝血就可以来祷告了。
In God, through Jesus' precious blood, you can pray to him directly.
然后圣经继续说，你在神的眼里因为被洁净就可以合而为一了。
In God's eye, all people who believe in Jesus have become one.
因为在加拉太书，请大家一起帮我念，好不好？
So in Book of Galatians, let's read together.
请，
所
以你们
因
信
基督耶稣
都是神
的儿
子了，
你
们
受
浸归入基
督
的，都是佩戴基
督
了，并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的，或男或女。
因为你
们
在
基
督
耶
稣
里
都
成
为
一
了。
用英文念。
Let's read in English together.
So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have closed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave or free, nor is there male and female,
for
you
are all one in
Christ
Jesus.
Praise the Lord. 感谢主，因为在耶稣里面不分男女，不分任何的主的人。
So neither Jew nor Gentile, or woman or man.
任何的地位，你做高高的官，或者说一个做奴仆的，在主里面都是成为一了。
Slave or free.You are all one in Christ Jesus.
神怎么样来把我们成为合一呢？
So how can we become one in Christ Jesus?
本来我们许多不同的意见。
We all have different opinions.
不同的背景，不同的思想。
Different background and thoughts.
我们自己也有时候许多看不起别人的
现象。We may look upon us.
那怎么样可以除去这些东西呢？
How can we get rid of those things?
哦。以弗所书里面告诉我们了。
According to Ephesians,
以弗所书说，因他使我们和睦，就是说耶稣使我们和睦，将两煞合而为一，撤毁了中间各段的墙，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就在拿律法上的亏点，唯有将两煞，接着自己造成一个新人。如此便成就了和睦，既在十字上灭了冤仇，便接着十字架使两煞归为一体，与神和好了，并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给近处的人，因为我们两煞借着他一个圣灵得以进到父的面前了。
For himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one,and has destroyed the barrier and dividing walls of hostility by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near. For through him, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit.
不单是犹太人跟其他的人，所谓外邦人，从前是没有好的关系。
There's no relationship between Jews and the Gentiles.
那现在我们许多种族都有，还是有问题，对不对？
Now there's still racial tensions among us.
我们有些自己的意见有时候是不合乎神的心意的。
Sometimes our own opinion are against God's will.
特别在美国。
Especially in America.
好几年以前，我跟太太去 Tennessee 那个地方。
Several years ago, I visited Tennessee with Sharon.
哦，去参加一个基督徒的大聚会。
For a Christian gathering.
哦，还没有去以前，我们经过一个大学。
Before attending the meeting, we passed by a university.
是一个很大的一个大学啊啊，然后我们看见啊，哪里有个McDonald's。我们就去买东西吃，因为还没有吃午餐。
Close to the major university, there was a McDonald's. We were hungry, so we went in.
那我跟太太在哪里排队了，对吧
？So we were standing in line.
很多人。
There were many people.
等到要买了，那个侍奉的啊，在里面了啊，他是一个白人，
so、
年轻的。
So when it was my turn, the order taker was a young white male.
他不看我们。
So he didn't look at us.
跑去走做别的东西。
And left for something else.
那我太太跟就在那里等啊。
So we were there waiting.
等了好久。
For a while.
不来看我们。
And no one came.
旁边的人这许多还在排队买东西，我们站在这里，没有人来。
So all the other lines keep on moving, being served, but nobody served us.
直到后来，那个人他派别的人来侍奉我们，他自己不做。
Then the young white male sent another one to serve us. He did not do it himself.
他派一些黑人来照顾我们。
He sent an African American to serve us.
我们很懂他的意思。
So we know what he meant.
我们不喜欢中国人。
So we know he meant he didn't like Chinese or Asian.
我只侍奉白人。
I only serve Caucasian.
东方人 ，no.
No Asian.
南部啊，常常有这些东西。
It happened quite often in southern state.
对不对
？Am I right?
弟兄姐妹
，brother and sister.
耶稣会很气呀。
Jesus will be upset about this situation.
我们在两下，耶稣已经把我们连在一起了。
So Jesus has made us one.
耶稣借着他的钉身十字架流宝血，废掉了所有种族的冤仇。
Through his shedding blood on the cross, he broke down all the barrier between races.
当然，有些人得罪过我们。
Of course, people offended us.
有些人真是做得不好。
Some people are really bad.
但是我们不能把他整族的人都说不好不好。
But we can't take a race as a whole.
耶稣要我们都在他里面合一啊。
Jesus wants us to become one in him.
然后一起来祷告。
And pray together.
然后他就赐福我们的教会了。
And he will bless our church.
因为神的他的目标就是要我医治我们的帮助我们的
The purpose of Jesus to heal us
好像最后在启示录二十二章告诉我们
According to Genesis chapter 22
天使也指示我城内街道上一道生命水的河明亮与水晶从神和羔羊的宝座流出来在河这边与河那边有生命树结出十二样的果子每月都结果子树上的叶子乃为医治万民
Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life as clear as crystal flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb down the middle of the great street of the city on each side of the river stood trees of life bearing 12 crops of fruityielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations.
我们在世界上很难除掉种族的问题。
It's difficult to get rid of racial discrimination.
我们没有照顾其他的人。
Sometimes we didn't take good care of others.
尤其是有些人，我们非常看小他们。
Sometimes we look down upon some people.
这些人一定是骗的，这些人一定是不好的，这些人一定是做坏事的。
They're a liar. They're no good.
这样的心态对不对？
Is it the right attitude?
你说哦，对哦，你看那些人犯罪率最高。
Well, they have the highest crime rate.
我们所以对他不好了。
So we mistreat them all.
各位弟兄姐妹，这些问题常常都有。
It's a constant problem.
其他的国家都很多。
In many countries have the same.
我去到德国一样是这样子。
In Germany they have the same problem.
我站在哪里想要问他问题买东西。
Sometimes I stood there and asked them question, try to buy something.
哦，那个主人很高兴地帮助所有的人。
So the host was entertaining others, serving others.
看见我的时候。
When he saw me, what would he do?
他跑去里面做他的事。
He turned away.
要我在哪里等他。
And had me waited.
See, 这种心态我们都有啊。
Or we may have the same attitude also.
对不对？
Is that right?
你说我是信了耶稣啊。
I believe in Jesus.
我有耶稣赦免我啊。
Jesus forgive me.
我可以上天堂啊。
So I can enter heaven.
对，神会赦免我们的罪。
Of course, God forgive us.
但是这种心态不能够在天堂啊，对不对？
But heaven will not allow such attitude.
哦，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
在这个天上，圣经告诉我们有生命的水流出来。
Because the river of water.
这个水不是从世界的水，是从神的宝座流出来的。
Flowing from the throne of God.
这些水给我们有永远的生命。
It's a water of life.
啊，这个河旁边有十二样的果子。
And 12 crops of fruit.
那就是每个月有一个不同的果子出来。
Fruit for every month.
它不像世界上的果树一样。
It's different than the fruit tree.
每一个月有不同的果子。
So every month will have different fruit.
啊，给我们能够很健康的生命。
For the healing of the nations.
在这个天上的时候，再没有痛苦，再没有身体的问题。
In heaven, there will be no pain, no suffering, no sorrow.
但是你问了，为什么有叶子医治万民？这个是什么意思？
What does it mean? Leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations.
难道我们有病吗？在天堂？
Are we getting sick in heaven?
Of course, no. 没有。
There shouldn't be any illness.
因为再没有咒诅了。
Because there is no more curse.
那这个叶子是干什么？
Then why the leaves of the trees?
医治万民。
Healing of the nations.
任何的种族。
For any races.
任何的国家。
Any nations.
都有问题。
Their problem.
需要神的医治。
Needs God's healing.
我们的心态需要医治。
Our attitude needs to be adjusted.
我们彼此的关系需要医治。
Our relationship needs to be mended.
然后我们可以永远与主一同作王了。
Then we can rule with the Lord together.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们许多时候没有好好传福音。
Sometimes we didn't do a good job spreading the gospel.
很可能是因为我们的心态不对。
Because we have problem about our attitude.
没有好好的向不同的背景的人来讲耶稣的救恩。
So we didn't share the grace of Jesus to different people with different ground.
同时许多时候只顾自己没有顾别人。
Sometimes we just pay attention to ourselves but not others.
有许多时候我们去教堂是为了利益。
Sometimes we go to the church for our own benefit.
啊，我去教堂对得到永生很好啊。
Oh, it's good for me to get eternal life.
啊，在教堂有好多好朋友啊。
And meet good friends there.
哦，见到好多高等的人啊。
And there are people from high society.
让我关系好啊。
So I will get good connection.
让我的工作更多好关系啊。
So good for my job advancement.
可以请多些人来我的公司啊。
And I can turn up business for my company.
我不是说我们教会啊。
I'm not talking about church. Some other church may have that kind of situation.
那我们需要神帮助我们。
We need the God to help us.
懂得不单只关乎自己。
Not only pay attention to ourselves.
并且关乎万民所有的人。
Take care of all nations.
接受所有的人。
Accept all nations.
其实许多时候我们自己人都不顾不。没有好好去照顾。
Sometimes we don't even take good care of our own people.
我们说要医治万民，其实自己的人民、自己的同胞都没有好好医治。
We talk about healing of a nation, but what about our own people?
因为我们害怕。
Because we're afraid.
因为我们不肯靠神的恩典。
So we're not relying on God's grace.
我们没有向神赞美是万民一起跟人家一起赞美。
So we didn't praise God for all nations.
只是我们中国人赞美就够了。
So we just praise for the Chinese.
我记得一个很著名的一个牧师，他是戴德生博士的孙子。
So there's a famous preacher. He's a grandson of Hudson Taylor.
那大家知道戴德生在中国传福音啊，神大大帮助他很大的牺牲。
So Hudson Taylor sacrificed a lot spreading the gospel in China.
那他去到中国的时候，看见大家的男人都有鞭子，他也做一个鞭子。
So he saw Chinese chinks have the long hairs and braided. So he did the same thing.
神大大施恩给他。
God praised his work.
那今天中国许多人这信主都因为他的影响。
Because of him, many Chinese accept Jesus.
他的孙子告诉我们一个故事，真实他的经验。
His great son told about his episode.
这个孙子后来要去台湾，也做了这个中国华人神学院的院长。
So his grandson became a dean of seminary in Taiwan.
然后他告诉我们牧师，他说有一次他去在中国传福音的时候，他是过一条河。
When he was a missionary in China, he needed to cross the river.
那是好像是长江吧？那是个时候突然之间呢有波浪很厉害。
Probably on the river, and the wave was high.
他们在船上有个人掉在水里面。
And one dropped into the river.
不晓得为什么掉了，是他们就要救他了啊。
They tried to save the drowned people person.
那当时水又怎么急，那个漂去，你怎么去救？那只好就叫那些渔夫了啊啊！救命啊，渔夫啊，那请你来救那个人掉在水里面了。
Because the wave was high, so they asked the fishermen to help them.
你猜那些渔夫怎么讲
？Guess what the fishermen said.
好，我来帮你。
Okay, we will.
你给我们多少钱呢、啊、
？How much？
他们说，我们给你钱的，他说不够，你要告诉我给多少钱。
We will pay you, but you have to specify the amount.
你不够给我不够钱，我们不去救人。
If it's not enough, then we will not save this guy.
结果他们讲价还价之后再去救，来得及吗
？So they have to haggle first before doing the rescue.
没有办法救。
So it was too late.
远远去了，淹死了。
Right, so he was drowned.
那意思是什么？
What's the moral of this story?
中国人自己不救中国人呢。
See, Chinese didn't save Chinese.
除非有钱。
Unless you have money.
我们的注意是钱。
No money, no talking.
有时候我们自己都有这样的问题啊。
So we all have our own issue, our own problem.
我们为了自己的缘故，有时候就不去救人了。
Sometimes we're selfish in saving others.
我小时候有一个事件发生我身上，我永远不会忘记，常常都想起来。
Something happened to me I will never forget when I was young.
那是我是十五六岁。
When I was 15 or 16.
我很喜欢游泳。
I like to swim.
爸爸也教我游泳。
So my dad taught me how to swim.
有一次我跟舅舅自己去游泳了。
One time I went swimming with my uncle.
在海滩上，那个 floating 那个水台在很远啊，在万很远的一个那个那些流那个水台。
So we swim in the ocean. There's a floating platform far away from the shore.
我那个时候觉得，哎，我很年轻啊，游泳不错，我就想游到那个很远的一个地方。
I thought I can reach that floating platform.
怎么晓得哪一天， 我有的差不多大的时候，还有二三十次的时候，我没有力量了。
Almost there, 20, 30 meters away, I ran out of gas.
风浪特别大了，那个时候。
And the tide was high.
我就是要救命了，那个时候。
So I was crying help.
我就拼命，哎呀，很害怕，那个时候突然之间非常害怕。
I was so afraid.
那我就叫人来帮我。
So I called out for help.
在这个台上啊，也有许多年轻人来的。
On the platform, there were some young people there.
大家都看着我。
They look at me.
没有一个人动。
Nobody.
没有一个人跳进水来帮我。
Nobody moved, tried to save me.
当然，我不能怪他们了啊，对吧
？Well, they're not to blame.
因为风浪太大。
Because the tide was high.
没有人来救。
Nobody came to rescue me.
我永远不会忘记那个情况。
I couldn't ever forget that.
当我最需要帮助的人，我要救命了，然后人就在上面来看，每个人都看，年轻人健壮的看着我，没有人下来帮我。
They disregarded me when I needed them the most.
幸亏我的舅舅在。
Luckily, my uncle was around.
后来我的舅舅跳来扶我一把，啊，我终于就跑回到去上台上去了。
He came to rescue me, so I swam to the platform.
然后我就想起我自己是不是这样的人。
So made me reflect upon myself.
见死不救的人。
So did I save everyone in sight?
今天弟兄姐妹，你是不是说？不信耶稣的就不能上天堂呢
？Do you believe non-believer cannot enter heaven？
去地狱呢
？They will go to heaven. They will go to hell.
那你关心你朋友的生命吗
？Do you care the life of your friends？
求主给我们有一个心智。
Give us the will.
不能见死不救。
Not disregarding others' people's eternity life.
旁边你许多你的亲戚朋友还没有信耶稣。
People around you, your relative, haven't believed in Jesus yet.
哦，你说还有机会吧
？You may say, well, there's still chance.
哦，没有问题啦。
No, can't wait.
我昨天去参加一个丧礼。
I attend a funeral.
是个医生的太太。
So it's a wife of a doctor.
一向都非常的健康的。
She was very healthy.
Oh, 大家欢喜，她教会爱她爱得不得了。
And people loved her at the church.
她先生刚刚退休了，那个医生是一个牧师，他从前是医生，现在牧师，他退休了。
So the doctor retired, became a pastor.
他们去 Lake Tahoe, 做一个安休息。
They went to went to Tahoe for relax.
就在晚上睡觉的时候。
And during the night, asleep.
有一个是安静的 heart attack, 心脏病。
So she suffered a silent heart attack.
去了。
And passed away.
去了。
So gone.
她丈夫是一个好的医生哦。
And her husband was an excellent physician.
好的牧师哦。
Excellent pastor also.
神要你去就去。
When it's time, God will take her away.
那今天弟兄姐妹，你的亲戚朋友怎么样
？So what about your relatives?
让我们一起为他们祷告。
Let's all pray for them.
天父，我们求你帮助我们有心智去领人归主。
Dear Heavenly Father, give out the heart.